Welcome to Cool It. You should be sitting or lying comfortably. So comfortable that you can just allow yourself to flop. And your seat or bed would safely support you. You should have allowed around 30 minutes to listen to this recording, in which you won't be disturbed. And you should not be driving, operating machinery, or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. And now you can simply allow your eyes to close and just settle back to listen. You may find that what I say doesn't sound quite right to you or for you. So just change it with your own imagination. That's right. Change what I'm saying using your own imagination to something that does sound right to you. And you'll find that things work out just fine. You may well find that your attention drifts away altogether from what I'm saying, and that's just fine. It's even possible that you'll fall asleep, and that's also okay. Whatever happens, whatever feels comfortable to you, just allow it to develop calmly, with acceptance. When your conscious mind drifts away from what I'm saying, be reassured that you are already drifting towards the most wonderfully relaxed state. When your conscious mind is otherwise engaged, either daydreaming or even asleep, your unconscious processes continue watching over you, protecting your interests. And even here, were they to hear something that appeared to threaten your interests, your unconscious processes would quickly draw your attention back. Of course, here they are actually going to hear things that are relaxing, encouraging, or uplifting. And because they are looking out for your interests, then anything heard unconsciously that represents the possibility or opportunity to help you to get something you want will be accepted by those unconscious processes. Accepted and made a part of the way you go on to think, speak and behave in the coming days and weeks, without you ever having to try or even become aware of what has happened. I wonder if you can imagine something. Something really quite simple and very enjoyable. I wonder if you can imagine that each time I count down by one, as I count down from 50 all the way down to 0, you become a little bit more relaxed. Just a little bit, each time I count down by one. And wherever you hear the instruction, deeper and deeper, or calmer or easier, you find that you quickly start to slide deeper into that deep relaxation. There are also some key numbers, and on each of the key numbers, 40, 30, 20, and 10, on my instruction, you find that all the relaxation you are already feeling simply doubles in the blink of an eye. Doubles and allows you to really sink so very deeply into the most profound relaxation. but always able to continue to move deeper and deeper into even greater depths of relaxation, whilst always nicely in control, always aware of your eyes, how you could open them if you wished or needed, but finding that the level of relaxation is so wonderfully enjoyable, you simply couldn't be bothered. Let's begin. 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. And there we are at the first key number. So just take any feelings of relaxation that have already developed, and just now, in the blink of an eye, allow those feelings to double in strength, in intensity, in depth. 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, deeper and deeper. 34, 33, 32, 31, 30. And again we reach one of those key numbers. And you can allow all that relaxation that's already developed to simply double now. And feel the tension lift from your muscles. And feel the doubts start to leave your mind. 29, 28, 27, calmer, easier. 26, 25, 24, 23, even deeper. 22, 21, 20. And once again, all of those feelings of easy calmness, those deeply relaxed feelings, you can allow them to double now. And doubts and fears seem to have lost you altogether. It's almost as though the harder you try to remember what your worries or fears were, the harder they get to remember. As though trying to remember them pushes them away from you. And what would be the point anyway? You're glad to let them go. 19, 18, 17, even calmer, even easier. 16, 15, deeper and deeper. 14, 13, deeper still. 12, 11, 10. And now your last opportunity to double up all those feelings of relaxation. And you can simply double them now. And really start to feel yourself sinking very, very deeply into the most profound relaxation. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, deeper and deeper still. 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. And here you are, really nicely relaxed. But you know you're going to continue to find that with every easy breath you breathe, and with every word I speak, you are going to drift even deeper into this lovely feeling. And after some of the stressful feelings you've been having, well, that's going to be a huge relief to you. I wonder if you can imagine something else. I wonder if you can imagine going out into the country, into one of your very favourite places in nature, and walking off and out into the countryside. As you walk along, you happen upon the most unlikely of findings. But nevertheless, there it is. A very large, handmade, woolen carpet, just rolled out and laying on the floor, right there, in front of you. I wonder if you can imagine that. And as you do, examine the carpet. You can see it's been made with exquisite skill and patience, and the wool itself appears hand-dyed. This is a magnificent carpet, and I wonder if you can see all of its colours coming to life before your eyes now. Make them as vivid and real as you possibly can. Intricate patterns of perfectly complementary colours, all starting from the centre and working their way out from the centre of the carpet, where there is a large golden circle, rich golden, right in the very middle of the carpet. As you look at the golden circle at the heart of the carpet, you become aware of what you have to do. Almost as if the information just magically floated into your mind as you looked. And you walk onto the carpet, right to the center, and you sit down comfortably, right on top of that golden circle, feeling a pulse of energy ripple through the carpet from one end to the other. And you instantly know that the carpet is no longer on the ground. And yet this feels perfectly natural and safe. And you feel entirely in control. And of course you are in control. This is a magic carpet, and as odd as it might be in your physical day-to-day incarnation, to find such an unusual thing, here, now, in your relaxed state, it feels like the most ordinary thing in the world. It requires no explanation, no understanding, just acceptance. And you are able to excitably accept the prospect of being on a magic carpet. As you sit there right on its center, pushing your fingers down hard into its luxurious pile, feeling the coiled energy within, fully prepared and ready to take you away on a flight. You wonder what it would be like to float above the trees and fields, to look back over the route you arrived by. And no sooner have you thought this than there you are. The carpet has responded to your thoughts. And you are looking down from above onto the fields and woods through which you walked to get to that spot where you found the carpet. One of the carpet's most amazing features is that whenever you are trying to look down, there is no need to peer over the edge, as the carpet becomes transparent as soon as it senses you want to take in the view beneath, and you are able to see down as clearly as if the carpet were not there. This is fun, and you reflect that there hasn't been enough fun lately, and you wonder how it would be to get as far away as possible from all the stress and strain, to go right up onto the edges of space or even into space, untouchable by any of the matters that have brought stress to your life of late. And of course, as you've discovered already, as you think it, so that is exactly what starts to happen. The carpet starts to steadily rise higher and higher and higher, The fields, trees, streams and rivers. Clusters of houses start to become smaller and smaller. As you look down on them, the area you know so well, becoming just a tiny part of a much bigger picture. The roads and rivers start to look like ribbons, tossed randomly onto the green bays of the countryside. Houses barely discernible except where they form larger groupings. A lake, and off in the distance, hills. A larger conurbation, a town maybe. As the carpet continues to rise, all auditory sense of the ground is lost now. The only sound is the breeze. And there is a powerful sense of having really left everything behind. And it feels really very good to simply leave everything behind. Just beneath you, a V formation of geese quietly progress past, following their migratory path. You watch, entranced at this privileged view. And at first, on your trip up into the sky on your magic carpet, nothing seemed to have been changing, but increasingly you begin to notice that with every breath in, you are feeling increasingly relaxed. Almost as though your breaths in are full of easy, calming relaxation. And your breaths out are no more or less than a vehicle to allow another breath in. And every easy, lazy breath takes you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Deeper and deeper within yourself. And that relaxed feeling allows you to experience a level of confidence that you haven't felt in a long time. And almost alongside this allows a feeling of simply being in control. You really do feel more in control than possibly you've ever felt, and amazingly, that makes it so much easier to relax. So much easier to be confident, and so even more in control. Relaxed. Relaxed. Confident. 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 In control. In control. In control. Relaxed. Now the carpet is really getting very high into the air. As you look down, you can make out the whole British coastline and the coastline of Western Europe away to your right. And you have drifted deeply, so deeply within yourself, deeply into your very core, watching with fascination, but at the same time apart and away from the experience, as more and more of the Western Hemisphere reveals itself to you. You're approaching the very limits of the Earth's atmosphere. The great black expanse of space stretching before you, and above, and beneath the whole of Earth is visible, sunlit, ethereal, and beautiful. You can still see Britain, and it seems so small, so insignificant from all the way up here, in the Earth's outer atmosphere. You were able to reflect that within your sight there are millions, if not billions, of people going about their daily business, most, if not all, with more or less the same kind of problems as each other. More or less the same kind of problems as you. And this feels a real comfort. The idea creates a sense of perspective about your own problems, helps you to see that they are just a part of the way things are. That lives are lived, and within those lives there are problems. And in the inevitability of change, some of those problems go away, and some can remain, or new ones can come along. But above all else, in this new perspective of your problems, is the growing understanding that the problems in themselves do not cause you to feel stressed. Rather, it is your response to those problems, and you can choose how you respond. You can choose. You become the person who chooses to deal with problems in a calm and relaxed way, without anger or frustration, working hard to change what can be changed, without anger, without frustration, without stress. And where things can't be changed, recognizing this and accepting things for what they are. Increasingly, you find that your easy, calm response to problems allows you to maintain your focus on what you really value in life. All of those things that bring you pleasure and satisfaction. The people you love. The interests you pursue. Your new focus may even start to help you in finding those people to love and those pursuits. As, finally, in being able to take your focus off the problems, you start to attract the solutions. And while you, like all of those people you know, are working away down there on Earth, will always have problems of one sort or another, they will start to seem less and less significant, take up less and less of your attention, as you become the person who copes, the person who others turn to, as you become an inspiration to others, which always feels wonderful. At the end of this recording, and increasingly every time you listen to it, you will discover that the things that used to cause you stress become challenges that you actually look forward to. They become events that you often turn to your own advantage. As you cheerfully enjoy your new perspective on life, able to accept when situations seem to be one thing and then turn out to be another. Understanding that paying attention to problems just seems to give them the energy they need to grow and grow. Turning the focus of your thoughts around to the solutions, the positive and the optimistic. Allowing no mental space for the negative and the pessimistic, and smiling with confidence as the problems drop out of your life. You're ready to take the carpet back down to where you found it now. No longer feeling any need to get away, far from it. You are armed with new understanding about yourself and about human nature, and you are ready to rejoin your life with renewed vigor, renewed confidence, relaxed and in control. You are your own person. You are your own person. Remain in this nicely relaxed state for a little longer, as the music finishes, and when you notice the music fading, you'll also notice the confidence surging from deep within you. Within you, where it was all along.